This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
800-636-1067. Taking your phone calls. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. TravisThomasExperience.com. Tony, where can they follow you, find you, and do all that good stuff?
At Tony Massenburg. Follow me on the Twitter.
Boom, boom.
Tweet me, Facebook.
All of it.
Working on the Instagram. Working on it.
Yeah, you do need to get on
that. Yeah, I gotta get on the gram.
Tony, it's a lot going on IG, dog.
Dog. I heard that.
A lot going on, dog. Yo,
real.
Let's go to the phone line. Samad in Manassas. I hope I said your name right, my brother. How you doing?
Yeah, what up, Travis? What up, Tone?
What's happening?
Matt is spot on. I had two questions. One's going to be a little random. One's a Redskins question. Tony, I grew up around the south side of Richmond, and my grandmother married a Massenburg, who wasn't my grandfather, obviously. I was wondering if you had any family in or around the south side Richmond area. And then my second question was, with what the Redskins are doing, their style of play, that 3 yards in a cloud of dust type play, while it's working in the regular season, I'm just wondering, is it a recipe for failure going into the playoffs? It seems like a lot of teams work out their kinks and get their players involved that are not necessarily the stars, and they step up in the playoffs. I'm wondering if the Redskins are setting themselves up for failure, not trying to find out who that player is that can step up other than AP.
Well, Samad, I'll take that question, and Tony will get to the Massenburg part of it. I'll say this. You know, people saying defense wins championships, I think that's kind of old news now in the new NFL. I just think you have to be able to score. It's a passing league, yada, yada, yada. What I will say, though, is – you know, at the end of the day, all these teams that win the Super Bowls are able to play situational defense, timely defense, get stops when you need it in big moments. We think the Redskins can do that. Now they have to figure out the offensive part. Tony, go ahead and talk about the family tree situation.
Well, as far as the Massenburg name in Southside Virginia, we are everywhere. And there are a ton of Massenburgs that are related to me, and there are even more that are not related to me. In fact, there are some that don't spell their name U-R-G. My last name is B-U-R-G. A lot of them spell their names B-E-R-G. I've even seen, recently I saw a Massenburg also that was not related to me that was spelled M-A-S-S-I-N-B-E-R-G. I had never seen that. So there are a ton of Massenburgs, particularly all throughout Southern Virginia. If you look in some of the phone books, you'll see tons of Massenburgs in Richmond and far south as North Carolina, and clearly even up here in D.C. in the Baltimore area, I've got family. So I don't know what else to say other than that. We everywhere, brother.
There you go, Samad. Bless your family. There you go. I pretty much wrapped that up. So you go to the NBA, mm-hmm. drafted by the Spurs. You bounce around. You're traded. You play for, Tony and I have fun. I always say he played for damn everybody.
Played for everybody.
You know, you bounce around, you won an NBA title, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, as you kind of are reflective now and you look back on your career, you know, what did you take away from it other than a big fat championship ring and fat stacks in the bank?
Well, I'll tell you what, from a life experience, I took away that you have to be well-rounded in anything that you do. And when I talk to kids and I do motivational speaking with teams and corporations, even we talk about team building from a corporate standpoint. And the first thing I talk about is the ability to be versatile. And basically what Larry Brown was telling me, going back to that original speech, hey, listen, you have to play a role. I know that you can score. I know that you can do other things outside of what we're asking you. But this is what we need you to do on this particular team. And I found that to be the case throughout my career as I did move around. And I embraced that role of doing those things, while at the same time, when I landed in situations where, okay, Tony, we need you to score on the blocks. Like, we just lost Chris Webber, you know, in Sacramento. We need you to score. So I came in and I filled that void, and I did that in Vancouver and in Memphis and in Utah when I played with the Mailman and certain other places. I did end up getting opportunities to showcase my offense, but my name was made on rebounding and defending and doing the dirty work. And that versatility is what enabled me to have a 15-year career, because I was pretty rounded as a basketball player. And the one thing that I did consistently going back to the University of Maryland is that I always went back. And when I worked out in the summertime, I worked out at the University of Maryland. Walt Williams and I would organize pickup games, and we'd have all the pros in the area playing on the University of Maryland campus.
Shout-outs to the Wizard!
Shout-out to the Big Wizard! We co-hosted a show last year on TV to NBC. People still come up and talk to us about. And so Walt and I go back to literally his freshman year. And it was those times and the things that we learned at the University of Maryland that helped us both as pros. And it wasn't always easy, but the lessons that we learned there helped guide us through our pro careers. And Walt Williams and I, because we understood how important it was for us as pros to go back, we really had things going around 2099 to about 2004, 2005. And the kids that we work with, the Juan Dixons, the Chris Wilcox, the Steve Blakes, and so many of these guys, Lonnie Baxter, that team won a championship because we were going back as alumni, giving back and teaching these guys. College basketball players can get better playing against one another, but they can be great when they get the opportunity to play against pros, guys that are better than them. That's how you get better. And we would make sure that those guys were playing with us when we had all these pros in the gym. We'd have 15 pros in the gym. We'd have, you know, sometimes 25, 30 people, but we always made sure that the Maryland guys got to run with us. And Walt and I are actually working on a book project that is coming soon.
Woo! Brown, breaking news!
That will be dropping before the end of the year. And basically, our book project is talking about what we went through at the University of Maryland, the lessons that we learned, and the way that we applied those things that we learned throughout our pro careers. And we were there for the healing process. We went through it, and we came back and we helped the basketball team get a national championship because of the things that we were giving back to them from a tutelage standpoint. We understood how important that was. And throughout it all, we worked with Gary to a certain degree to make sure that we were giving them the best chance to be successful, not just on the court, but understanding the expectations that come with being a college athlete, because a lot of times that's what derails a lot of guys. So Walt and I played mentors along with some other guys who would come back with these young men, and ultimately the program healed from one of the worst tragedies ever to the point of not just getting back to prominence, but winning a national championship. You look at what's going on there today, the things that we talk about in our book that's going to be coming out, we feel like is the blueprint for healing, because we talk about what we dealt with, the pain that we dealt with, the things and the scrutiny that we had to deal with. Then we also talked about how we used that to motivate us to be the best that we could be, and then us getting to the pros despite all the challenges that we had to deal with, because Walt had to deal with some things too. Walt was 2 years behind me. So he was there and helped spearhead the team getting back to where they wanted to be, because he inspired the Joe Smiths and the Keith Booths and the Juan Dixons and the Johnny Rhodes and some of the other Maryland greats, guys that are Hall of Famers. Those guys were inspired by Walt and what he was able to do in making the decision to stay there when the school was under sanctions. So we understood that us coming back now as pros would be beneficial to the program. And that, in our project, is what we talk about. And we think that's the blueprint to how they get back to healing from what they're going through now.
I cannot wait until this book comes out. It's going to be amazing. Tony Massenburg in studio. Speaking of in studio, when that book rollout happens, I want you on everything. You got to come back in studio. You,
I'm going to have Walt,
Gary, all y'all.
All of us.
Come
Walt,
in
Gary.
Studio. TV, come in studio. Podcast,
we've got Gary Williams.
Studio.
We've got Gary Williams as the foreword. And Left and Giselle is the afterword. We've got contributions from all of these people, all the coaches. We've got
that's awesome.
Renowned reporters, everybody. We've
that's
got
awesome.
People who have covered this in within details.
So. That's great, man. All right, we'll talk more about that on the other side. Maybe even let's see what the Wizard's doing. Maybe we can get the Wizard on the line. Let's see if we can get Walt Williams up in here. Tony Massenburg's with us for one more segment. Get your phone calls in. Anything you want to ask him on Earth, 800-636-1067. TravisThomasExperience.com. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. Travis Thomas Experience on 106.7 The Fan. I had to take a breath. Travis Thomas Experience. It's a lot of DMV going on right now. This is like the Holy Trinity. Walt Williams, Tony Massenburg, Travis Thomas, all local guys killing it all in one space. So without further ado, let me bring on my man. I give him the affectionate nickname. Now, this is a true story, Tony. I swear to you, every time I go to Wizards games and people see me, I have heard fans yell out, Walt the Wizard! So I'm bringing him on, my man, Walt the Wizard Williams. What's up, brother? Welcome
the
back,
Wizard
family.
MC.
Hey, man, listen, you are so crazy with the G-Fame music as your...
I had to do it.
It's the G-Funk era, Wiz.
I had
Wiz.
To do it, Wiz. You know, Wiz, it's three G's right here, so I had to keep it G. Hey, Walt, before we get into what you and Tony got going on, I want to ask you one simple question. What in the hell is wrong with the Wizards?
Oh, man. They're just playing like individuals right now, man. You know, guys are just not on the same page. They collectively need to be on all cylinders to win, I believe. They are just out of sync right now. You'll see one game Wallace balling, one game Bill, you know, but they're not consistently getting it done at the same time. So they got to find their rhythm collectively as a team on both ends, you know, and, you know, with Dwight coming back, hopefully that can happen, man. He should be somebody that can help on the defensive end and clean up possessions with rebounding the ball. But, man, they got to get it clicking, man, cohesively as a team.
Hey, Wiz, you know, I've just been sitting here talking about you and I and what we dealing with at the University of Maryland. I was a junior when you came in as a freshman, and I always tell the story about, you know, Wiz coming in and he's 6'8". You know, he's lightweight. You know, we got to put a little weight on him and all that. And how today, you know, we roll the balls out, man. And the first time I saw you play, how, you know, I was blown away by your skills and all of that. Can you tell the people a little bit about, man, what it was like when you were there your last 2 years, when you go on your streak of 30-point games and how you were trying to change the perception and the culture around there, and particularly the perception about Maryland basketball players and what kind of guys we were.
So his last few years there, you were
– I was already in the pros.
Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But so he – when you left, Wiz really carried
Wiz
the
Wiz was the guy. Yeah, because also you got to remember in Wiz's draft class, we had a good draft class with him. Him and Gerard Mustafa, and they were like our two top recruits that year.
Okay.
And Gerard also went into the draft with me in 1990. So it was just Walt at that point from 1990 on. That was just Walt, and that was Walt's junior year. Tell him how you did it, Wiz.
Well, you know, for me, man, just if you rewind back into when I was in high school and seeing Lynn Bias, the tragedy that surrounded him, I wanted to he was just everything to me, you know, and I always say this, but it's real. You know, when I played basketball out
on a blacktop and stuff. I didn't have dreams of being an NBA player like a lot of the kids do today. I dreamed to be Len Bias, man. And so I dreamed to have the neighborhood kids pretend like they were me on a blacktop like we used to do him. And so that was a goal of mine, and I felt like the only place I could accomplish that was here at Maryland. I was a big fan of Lefty Gizell or Adrian Blanche. So it was a no-brainer for me to stay home and play in front of my home with my family and my friends. And, you know, I wanted to lift Maryland to prominence, man. I wanted to lift that black cloud, get that black cloud lifted off of the university. I was just so enamored by those players. I was a Georgetown Hoyas fan growing up as a kid, and then when I saw those guys, I became a Terp fan, and I wanted to keep that going. And so, when I came to the university, I had great leadership, great guys who were already in the thick of things, who showed me the ropes, like you, Tony, or Dave Dickerson, Greg Nard. You know, those guys really helped me make the adjustment from high school to college. And once I got comfortable and got stronger, the game just became easy, you know. And just being from the DMV and playing around the city, man, you're always playing against fantastic competition. So we was always sharpening on our skills in that way, and it just grew and grew and grew over the years. And I was lucky enough to be the seventh pick in the 92 draft.
Tony Massenburg here in studio with me. Walt the Wizard Williams on the line with us. We're talking about a big project these two have coming out, a book to be named later. We're not giving away everything just yet. This is just an appetizer here on the Travis Thomas Experience. I have a question for the both of you. Walt, you could go first, but I know how tight you guys are and have been forever. But, you know, what made you want to do this project? I mean, obviously it's a tremendous story. But, you know, what made you guys want to collaborate in this way?
Well, we actually started this a few years back, and so we just wanted to tell that story. We felt like many people knew about Len Bias, but the tragedy of it. But what we wanted to do is just tell the aftermath, what happened after that, and the positive outcomes that Len Bias's life had personally on mine and Tony's life, but also the positive effect it had on the university and how things changed for the better because of the tragedy surrounding Len Bias. So we wanted to bring that to surface and somewhat talk about the reasons why Tony stuck behind the university and stayed there, and the reasons why I came to the university during those times.
Also, Wiz, tell people a little bit about, man, our pickup games when we used to come back to the university and organize those pickup games, and how we'd have literally 10 to 15 pros in the gym along with all the guys from the University of Maryland.
Yeah, I thought that was huge in bridging the gap from the sanctions and things like that, and to coming into a championship caliber university. What was huge was those off seasons that you just mentioned, playing up in North Gym, no air conditioning. I mean, it was just so hot there. You would lose several pounds hooping in there, but it was some great competition. What we did was me and Tony brought pros on campus that would consistently play with the guys who were on the current team for the Terps. And so those guys got valuable experience playing in the off season, and because of that, they were able to go to the next level during the season. And a lot of those guys you started to see pro after pro come out of the come from the university. But the direct impact it had was those championship years. I really believe that the off season play grew those guys' confidence as well as skill level.
Walt, you know, I appreciate you coming on. Now, I've had Tony in studio, so you know you got to come through and bless the studio too, brother.
No doubt, man. Of course, man. You know it.
I appreciate it, Walt. Can't wait for the book to come out, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, man.
Big Wizard.
That's the man right there. All right, Tone, we're going to wrap it up. I appreciate you coming in studio and chopping it up with me today. You know, one more time, just let people know how they can follow you, especially now because you got this project coming out, so they're going to have to keep their third eye open on this situation.
Right now, you hit me up on the Twitter. Hit me up on the Twitter, at Tony Massenburg, or you can hit me on Facebook. I am not hard to find.
And I'm just going to repeat what I said, too, man. For this rollout, make sure you hit me up.
Oh, yeah. Okay? There's no question. Dog, you know
I'm my man. I'm on every platform right now,
man,
bro.
That's done, brother. That's done.
man, I'm telling you.
Hustling.
Now, hold on now. What y'all doing for the audio book now? Because, you know, if you need a brother's golden pipes, I can help out.
We got all of that, brother. We're going to get you in there, Travis. You already in. You on the ground floor, baby.
I would like to play the voice of Tony Massenburg, please, if I can. This is my audition.
All right, we're gonna work on that,
man. I appreciate you coming in, man.
Always a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I think the world of you, man, and I just don't know if people understand how good of a brother this is. I think they understand. Obviously, they watched you play the game. They know all that already. But Tony is one of the most genuine people you will ever meet, and I know from working in this business with dealing with a lot of these athletes, you know. If you notice, my circle is real tight. It's Santana. It's Tony. It's Walt. I mean, the people I've made friends with who are former athletes is small for a reason, because a lot of these guys out here that play these pro games are corny as hell. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I can spot that from a mile away. Tony, Walt, they're as genuine as they come. And I appreciate you just not only believing in me, man, but being a friend, too.
Hey, man. Hey, like I said, brother, we've all grown in this business together, man, and, you know, this is what it's about.
All right, we'll wrap it up. Coach Martino Savage on the other side. He's got some stuff he wants to talk about. He's a savage. I like him. Travis Thomas Experience. We'll be back. 106.7 The Fan. Travis Thomas Experience is savage. You know, my next guest trains athletes from professional to all the way down to youth. I mean, he literally, this guy has a factory of just absolute beast and savages that he crafts with his own hands. He's like a mad scientist. But then on the other side of it, he's also involved in his community and making things better as well. So I like to bring him on from time to time just to set everything straight. This is the tone setter right here, Coach Martino Savage. Welcome back to the Travis Thomas Experience,
my man. Yeah, clap it up. Let's get it. Yeah. Hey, you brought me on the right song. I was in the car rocking.
I got to do it.
Word for word. I was like, man, they're going to bring me in on this? I can't mess up a word.
Well, I got to do it, man, because, you know, both of us are high-octane kind of guys, man, and you had hit me up and told me you have something big coming up. So I said I got to bring him on and let him plug what he got popping.
Oh, yeah. This coming December, I just got involved with the Capitol Bowl, which is an all-star game with the best of the D.C. and the best athletes from Virginia going head-to-head in Leesburg, Virginia. And, I mean, that's the best seniors. So that may be somebody's last opportunity to get some film against some of the best guys that God offers us if you don't have an offer. I mean, it's crunch time if you're out of playoffs, you know, haven't been talking to coaches. Some of the coaches involved, some of the people involved have gotten kids into college just based off this game. Last year, Ricky Slade was killing it at Penn State right now, starred in the game. I mean, it's a great opportunity for kids from the DMV to get involved. And, I mean, you don't have to be a senior. That's only the senior game that I'm kind of focused and involved in mainly. But for underclassmen, which is juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, there's also an opportunity in Maryland at Bowie State, which is the Crab Bowl, where you guys can showcase your opportunity and, you know, so you got what it takes to play at the next level. And I mean, like I said, it's run by some of the best, Tony Kennedy, Monette Anderson, who is very involved in the DMV, broadcasting and talking to kids. And I thank them for bringing me on, and I thank you for bringing me on. But I mean, this is great for kids to get involved and show that they can ball, man, for real.
No doubt, man. So let me ask you this. As a trainer, you know, as you kind of prepare kids for this, because like you said, now their season's over. Maybe they don't have offers, but they still have this game coming up. Put your trainer hat on. When a kid is hungry to get noticed, he's hungry to showcase in this game, but he's not necessarily playing right now. How does iron sharpen iron? How do you get these kids ready for this, you know, huge game for them?
You know, you keep it real with them. You keep it as much. I try to train a little bit more intense than they've been playing. So to keep their body at a high level, to keep their mind at a high level, ask them questions, talk to them, but also get their film right. You know, also make sure their classroom stuff is right. Make sure their grades are right. Did they take their SATs? Did they take their ACTs? If you didn't, are you signed up? So I'm trying to get these kids in the position where they can answer these questions on their own, where they can, you know, display that they've been playing well, been playing at a high level. Maybe some of these kids are out of position, but they're a leader on their team. And, you know, when you go to college, they can fit you in as an athlete. So I just try to answer as many questions as I can and get them in the best position they can. And if I can't, I know Tony can. If Tony can't, Monet can't. And if Monet can't, the coach for Virginia is the coach of Hilton High School out here. So he can answer anything. And then the coach for D.C. is the coach from Friendship Collegiate. So he can answer anything. And, I mean, if they can't, somebody that they have ties to can answer. And, I mean, like I said, these kids are going to expose themselves to an opportunity where they're going to be put in place in front of myself and others that can guide them in another light, as well as their coaches. I mean, we're not trying to step on any toes of any coaches because they do a big, big, big part, you know, coaching them guys for 10 games if that's all that they're having. But, you know, it. You know, we're just trying to get kids from out the area the exposure that they deserve.
Coach Savage joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. All right, do me a favor. Tell people where they can get more information about this big game coming up and also where they can follow you and – you know, if a parent is listening that wants their kid to train with you, or if a kid's listening that wants to train with you, you know, let them know how to get to you.
Boom. Let me tell you this, too. I want to thank you for having me on before and promote my breast cancer shirts, man. I appreciate that.
Of course, man.
We raised almost $200 for, you know, the Susan G. Komen, and everything has been donated. And, I mean, I'm still selling shirts. So, you know, if people want to, you know, buy a shirt, a Pink Savage shirt, go ahead and do that. I'm still donating, and I donate that directly to them now since, I mean, I'm not trying to keep tabs on the shirt. I'm trying to train now. So,
yeah. Hey, Savage, I'll do you one better, Savage. You send me a shirt, I'll wear it on air.
Oh, yeah, I'll send you a couple, man. You ain't got to even worry about that. I'll send you every color. We got flavors, baby. But for the game, the Capital Bowl and the Crab Bowl, go to midatlanticsports.com. And you can find all your information there. If you can't find anything there, call me, 703-349-9821. Or you can go on my website, EliAthleticProgram.com, and you can drop me a question there. Savage_program is on Instagram. You can hit me on there, message me, drop your huddle link, drop your grades, drop all your test scores, your bench, your weight, your height, what you can do, what you can't do, what you need help with, and I got you. But also, I mean, that's the same information that you need for my training as well. So hop on that if you need training for sports performance or boot camp or personal training for parents. I do that as well. Call me. Text me. Hit my website. Do what you got to do. Get in contact with me, and I get in contact with you, and let's make this thing happen.
Man, I appreciate you coming on. I got a feeling my producer's going to hit you up, Double J. He used to play football back in the day. He says he still got it. So he's going to hit you up so he can get back in the game, baby, and dominate.
Hey, if you ain't got it, I'm going to get it. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to go get that thing till I collapse. You heard me?
That's my man. Coach Savage, always welcome on the Travis Thomas Experience. I appreciate you, family.
Hey, I appreciate you, too. Text me that address right now, and I'm going to get you them shirts. I'm at the post office right now. So if you order the shirt, I promise you I'm right now. And the mug goes there, too, so you know I'm going to run up in there.
My man, I appreciate you,
and
dog.
And it ain't no Bow Wow challenge. Y'all want me to screenshot it and text it to you and tag you in it on Twitter, I got you. And I promise you that. My word is bond, baby. You hit me up, you're gonna get that A1 trainer, baby.
My man, I appreciate you, dog.
And I appreciate you, man. Thank you. God bless.
You already know. That dude is a trip, man. What a show. My God. Tony Massenburg in studio for like an hour. Walt Williams on the line. My man Coach Savage checking in at the end of the show. And then here's a real doozy for you. Maryland leading Ohio State right now at halftime 24-17. I mean, seriously. Tony Massenburg, Walt Williams, Coach Savage, and the Terps are beating Ohio State at halftime. Hell has officially frozen over. Seriously. What else? I mean, what else is missing? Should I look out the window right now? I bet you pigs are flying. I mean, I don't understand. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. Give me a follow. I'm a great follow, baby. Yeah. TravisThomasExperience.com. Double J, would you say in terms of everything, this show did it. We had Tony Massenburg in studio. We had Walt Williams on the phone. We had Coach Savage at the end. We have Maryland leading Ohio State at halftime, 24-17. I mean, hell has frozen over today.
I mean, that was a lot to shove in a little, and I know you've probably heard that before, which I haven't.
I'm just not going to respond to that. PJ Elliott is here, and I respect him as a man, so I'm just not even going to
say. Did you say as a man?
I respect him as a man. I'm a man. I'm 40. Double J, don't forget your headphones in here either. I'll bring them to you. And listen, to make a show even better, Double J hit you with the walk-off right there at the end. That's a drop the mic statement of the maybe 2018. You think about it. Pretty much wrapped the whole year up in one comment. This will be a good time to tell you that I have no idea when I'll be back here, so follow me on social media. I got the podcast going with Santana. You can catch me Monday through Friday nightly on NBC Sports Washington with Michael Jenkins, DC Sports Live.
And the show's going to be podcasted if you go to the Overtime page.
Show's going to be podcasted if you go to the Overtime page. I will also tweet that and Facebook that as well, so check that out. How about Tony Massenburg dropping that big news today that he had a book coming out? I had no idea.
I hate reading, so if there's an audio version, I'm definitely going to get it because it sounded really awesome.
Really did. That whole story of really Len Bias's life and death and the aftermath, Tony told through Tony, Walt, and Gary Williams. I mean, that's insane. That's insane. I'm going to bring those guys back for sure. Think about this, Double J, to get him and Walt and even Gary Williams in studio would be pretty dope. That would be big.
Agreed.
That would be big. So shout-outs to those guys as well, and shout-outs to all of you. Look, I'll leave you on this note. I do think the Redskins are in trouble tomorrow. I really do. I think it's a bad matchup. I don't know if they get blown out of the water, but I could certainly see a scenario where Houston makes it pretty convincing. I'm going to go 34-23. Texans win here in FedEx. I just think offensively between Watson and Hopkins, and then defensively with Clowney and Watt, the Skins could be in trouble. So there you go. Another great show in the books, baby. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.